It happens to me occasionally, and I ought to know better. I go to the grocery store and find myself staring at a box that looks like it contains amazing food. I buy it, knowing full well it won't taste quite as good as the box makes it appear. I go home, open it, and realize I've allowed myself to be tricked again. I've been deceived by deceptive packaging, and yet I know that what is inside matters much, much more. In our gospel reading this evening, Jesus is offering us instructions on how to live the good life. And he has spent a lot of time telling us that our insides and our outsides need to be congruent with each other, especially in the area of relationships. In this evening's gospel, Jesus is moving us in the direction of the most important relationship of all, our relationship with God. And also, for the purpose of this evening's message, Jesus is not condemning all public acts of worship. After all, we are engaged in one right now. But God's greatest desire is for all people to be in relationship with God, based not on a desire to impress others, but a desire to give God glory. Our relationship with God and with each other is at the center of God's heart. And Scripture reminds us of this repeatedly. Throughout history, the crossing of the Red Sea has been a signature and imagery of God's continual leading of the people. The text is clear that God wants Israel to know God's heart and to be in full and loving relationship, dependent on God's love and grace. God wants all Egypt to know, not just Pharaoh, not just his leaders, not just the magicians, but all people to know that God is living and intervening and always on the side of justice and compassion. The Red Sea was just another ordinary body of water, but in this ordinary body of water, God did the extraordinary. In the ordinary man of Moses, God also did the extraordinary. And God's purpose in performing wonders is centered in a loving relationship that God longs to have with all people and creation. And no one should be left out of the joy of knowing a loving relationship with the living God. Both our texts this evening allude to being in relationship with God, and both texts offer a different take on the importance of dependence and trust in God. As we come to a close tonight, allow me to offer a goofy little story I read online while preparing this sermonette. A man was standing at the gates of heaven waiting to be admitted. To the man's utter shock, Peter said, "You have to earn 1,000 points to be admitted to heaven. What have you done to earn those points?" The man replied, "I've never heard of such a thing before, but I think I'll do all right. I was raised in a Christian home and have always been part of a church. I have Sunday school attendance pins that go down the floor. I went to a Christian college and graduate school and have probably led hundreds of people to Christ. I have 3 children, 2 boys and a girl. My oldest boy is a pastor, and the younger is a staff person with a ministry to the poor. My daughter and her husband are missionaries. I have always tithed and am now giving well over 30% of my income to God's work. I am a bank executive and work with the poor in our city trying to get low-income mortgages. How am I doing so far? He asked Peter. Well, that's one point, Peter said. What else have you done? Good Lord, have mercy, the man said in frustration. That's it, Peter said. Welcome home. Gracious God, may we put our hope and trust and faith in you alone and serve you, not for our sake, but for yours. Amen.